Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Learn English with Mr. Shi. Hello, 大家好，又到了和西哥学英语的节目时间了。FM 19118。喜欢本节目的同学呢，可以通过下载荔枝 FM 来收听本节目。那么今天为大家讲一部演讲。What I discovered in New York City Trash. 纽约垃圾大发现，希望大家喜欢。I was about 10 years old on a camping trip with my dad in the Adirondack Mountains, a wilderness area in the northern part of New York State. It was a beautiful day, the forest was sparkling, the sun made the leaves glow like stained glass. And if it weren't for the path we were following, we almost could pretend we were the first human beings to ever walk that land.We got to our campsite. It was a lean-to on a bluff looking over a crystal beautiful lake. When I discovered a horror, behind the lean-to was a dump. Maybe 40 feet square with rotting apple cores and a balled-up aluminum foil and a dead sneaker. And I was astonished. I was very angry and I was deeply confused. The campers were too lazy to take out what they had brought in. Who did they think...would clean up after them. That question stayed with me, and it simplified a little. Who cleans up after us? However you configure, or wherever you place the us, who cleans up after us in Istanbul? Who cleans up after us in Royal, or in Paris, or in London? Here in New York, the Department of Sanitation cleans up after us, to the tune of...11,000 tons of garbage and 2,000 tons of recyclables every day. I wanted to get to know them as individuals. I wanted to understand who takes the job. What's it like to wear the uniform and bear that burden? So I started a research project with them. I rode in the trucks and walked the roads, interviewed people in offices and facilities all over the city, and I learned a lot. But I was still an outsider. I needed to go deeper.So I took the job as sanitation worker. I didn't just ride in the trucks now. I drove the trucks and operated the mechanical brooms and I plowed the snow. It was a remarkable privilege and amazing education. Everyone asks about the smell. It's there, but it's not as prevalent as you think. And on days when it's really bad, you get used to it rather quickly. The wait takes a long time to get used to it.I knew people who were several years on the job whose bodies were still adjusting to the burden of bearing on your body tons of trash every week. Then there's the danger. According to Bureau of Labor Statistics, sanitation work is one of the 10 most dangerous occupations in the country. And I learned why. You're in and out of traffic all day and it's zooming around you.It just wants to get past you, so it's often the motorist is not paying attention. That's really bad for the worker. And then the garbage itself is full of hazards that often fly back out of the truck and do terrible harm. I also learned about the relentless of trash. When you step off the curb and you see a city from behind a truck, you come to understand that trash is like a force of nature unto one itself.It never stops coming. It's also like a form of aspiration or circulation. It must always be in motion. And then there's stigma. You put on the uniform, you become invisible until someone is upset with you for whatever reason, like you block traffic with their truck. Or you're taking a break too close to their home. Or you're drinking coffee in their diner, and they will come and scorn you and tell you that they don't want you anywhere near them. I find this stigma especially ironic because I strongly believe that sanitation workers are the most important labor force on the streets of the city. For three reasons. They are the first guardians of public health. If they're not taking away trash efficiently and effectively every day, it starts to spill out of its containments. And the dangers inherent to it threaten us in very real ways. Disease we've had in check for decades and centuries burst forth again and start to harm us. The economy needs them. If we can't throw out an old stuff, we have no room for the new stuff. So then the engines of the economy start to sputter when consumption is compromised. I'm not advocating capitalism. I'm just pointing out the relationship. And then there's what I call our average, necessary quotidian velocity. By that I simply mean how fast we're used to moving in the contemporary day and age. We usually don't care for, repair, clean, carry around our coffee cup, our shopping bag, our bottle of water. We use them, we throw them out. We forget about them because we know there is a workforce on the other side that's going to take it all away. So I want to suggest today a couple ways to think about sanitation that will perhaps help ameliorate the stigma and bring them into this conversation of how to craft a city that is sustainable and humane. Their work, I think, is kind of liturgical. They are on the streets every day rhythmically. They wear a uniform in many cities. You know when to expect them. And their work lets us do our work. They're almost a form of reassurance. The flow that they maintain keeps us safe from ourselves. From our own droves, our cast-offs, and that flow must be maintained always no matter what. On the day after September 11 in 2001, I heard the growl of a sanitation truck on the street, and I grabbed my infant son, and I ran downstairs, and there was a man doing his paper recycling route like he did every Wednesday. And I tried to thank him for doing his work on that day of all days. But I started to cry, and he looked at me, and he just nodded, and he said, "We're going to be okay, we're going to be okay." It was a little while later that I started my research with sanitation, and I met that man again. His name is Paulie, and we worked together many times, and we became friends. I want to believe that Paulie was right. We're going to be okay, but in our effort to reconfigure how we as a species exist on this planet, we must include the take account of all the cost, including the very real human cost of the labor. And we also would be well informed to reach out to the people who do that work and give their expertise on how do we think about, how do we create systems around sustainability that perhaps take us from curbside recycling, which is a remarkable success across 40 years, across the United States and countries around the world, and lift us up to a broader horizon where we're looking at other forms of waste that could be lessened from manufacturing and industrial sources. Municipal waste, what we think of when we talk about garbage, accounts for 3% of the nation's waste stream. It's a remarkable status. So in the flow of your days, in the flow of your lives, next time you see someone whose job is to clean up after you, take a moment to acknowledge them. Take a moment to say thank you. 好了，给大家讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白哈？什么意思？大家给翻译一下哈。我十岁左右的时候呢，有一次和爸爸呢一起去这个阿迪伦达克山脉露营，那是一片位于纽约州北部的野生地带。那天天气特别好，森林里处处闪闪发光，阳光的照耀下呢，这个树叶闪闪像这个晶莹的彩色玻璃啊。如果没有脚下的小路呢， 我们完全可以假装我们是首批到达这片森林的人类。最终呢，到达了我们的营地。那么这里有一个哈，就是这个 sparkling, the forest was sparkling, 啊，这个森林闪晶晶的。The sun made the leaves glow like stained glass. 什么叫 stain 呢哈？这个 stain 其实就是这个生锈的意思。那么就是彩色玻璃，就是有这个涂色的玻璃的意思哈。Stain 是生锈。We got to our campsite. 我们到了我们这个露营地点。那么这是一个悬崖上的营地，可以向下俯视一个水晶般晶莹美丽的湖泊。后来我却发现了很糟糕的事，就在悬崖营地的后面有个足足有40英尺见方的大垃圾堆，里面有烂苹果核、用过的铝箔纸和破旧的运动鞋。我当时非常生气，非常吃惊，也非常非常困惑。来露营的人实在太懒了，连自己带的垃圾都不肯收拾。他们觉得谁会替他们收拾善后呢？清理善后呢？那么这个问题一直困扰着我，成了一个更精炼的问题。谁来清理我们留下的垃圾呢？但是你可以把这个问题呢放在任何你生活的地方，在伊斯坦布清理我们留下的垃圾，在里约啊 ，Royal Roy 啊 ，RIO 啊，里约清理我们留下的垃圾，在巴黎或者伦敦啊，在纽约，这里是环卫部门清理我们留下的多达11000吨的垃圾和每天2000吨的可回收垃圾。我个人想去了解这些环卫工人，我想知道谁在做这样的工作。穿上环卫服承担这份责任的感觉是什么？所以我开始了一项关于环卫工人的研究课题。我坐在垃圾车上，沿着收垃圾的路线采访全纽约在办公室和工作现场的环卫人员。我学到了很多，但我仍然是个局外人，我需要更深入的了解。于是我真的找了份这个环卫工人的工作。现在我不仅仅是坐在垃圾车里，我开着垃圾车，我自己操纵电动扫帚扫大街，在路上铲雪。这可是一种非凡的特权，也是令人叹服的受教育的过程。每个人都会问这个垃圾臭味啊，是有臭味，但是它不是像你想的那么糟糕。有的时候气味确实很臭，但你很快就会适应了。垃圾的重量确实需要很长时间去适应。我就知道，即使有几年工作经验的熟练工，他们的身体还试着在适应每周成吨的垃圾。那么这里面就存在这个风险。根据劳动统计局的报告，环卫工作是美国十大最危险工种之一。我后来慢慢明白了为什么。你整天都在路上，就身处在车流之中，来往的车辆只想着超过你。开车的人往往不够小心，对环卫工人来说，这实在太糟糕了。还有呢，垃圾本身就充满了毒害，那么这些毒物经常会从垃圾车里飘出来，造成可怕的伤害。我还了解到垃圾的这个残酷和可怕。当你走下路沿，在环卫车旁边观察一下城市呢，你会慢慢认识到垃圾真的像大自然本身的力量，它从来都是源源而来的，像呼吸循环的，它是这个循环的一种形式啊，它总是在动态。也就是说，他这个演讲者认为这个垃圾是啊取之不尽用之不竭的东西。Relentlessness 啊 ，relentlessness 是无情坚持不懈，垃圾是这种无情坚持不懈的东西。On a step off the curb 啊 ，curb 什么意思呢？限制的意思。如果你从限制是脱离出来啊，就这个，你开始了解这个垃圾就像一个啊 force of nature onto itself。这是一个自然的自己的这种力量，它从来它是一种 respiration or circulation， respiration 呼吸，还有 circulation 循环。 And then there is the stigma， 是这个污点耻辱 stigma。 You put on the uniform， 穿上这个服装， You become invisible until someone is upset with you for whatever reason， like you block the traffic with a truck。然后有人开始讨厌你，就是你为什么要挡交通啊，你开着车挡交通啊。Or you're taking a break too close to your home， 或者你把车开的离他家太近，然后在里面休息。或者呢， 你穿着工作服在这个饭店里面喝茶啊，喝咖啡啊，他们过来然后 scorn 你，训斥你，轻视你，调弄你啊，把你赶走。Tell that they don't want you anywhere near them, and find the stigma especially ironic. 于是我觉得这个污点尤其是非常讽刺的，因为我非常相信这个 sanitation 啊，环境工作啊，环卫工人是最重要的这个工力啊，是最重要的这个劳动力，在这个城市的街道上有三个原因，他们是公共安全卫生的第一守护者 ,the first guardians of public health. If they're not taking away trash efficiently, effectively every day, 如果他们每天不是有效的、高效的，那么把这个垃圾每天都拿走呢? It starts to spill out of its containments. 那么这个污染物就会溢出来。那么 danger inherent, 固有的、内在的哈 ,inherent,那么这个危险的内在物呢就会威胁我们，那么我们会得病 disease we've had in check for decades and centuries burst forth again and start to harm us 那么这些疾病呢会爆发，那么我们会死亡。还有就是经济需要它，我们不能把这个老的东西扔走，那么我就没有新的空间去有新的东西。 We have no room for the new stuffSo then the engines of the economy start to sputter. Sputter 是飞溅的意思哈。啊 ,sputter, S-P-U-T-T-R. 于是这个经济的引擎就开始飞溅。When consumption is compromised, 消费妥协了。消费就妥协了。I'm not advocating capitalism. 我不是这个资本主义的倡导者。I'm just pointing out their relationship. 我只是在指出他们的关系。And then there's what I call our average. 于是呢，然后我就开始，就是我们就我叫我们的这个平均值 ，necessary quotient velocity. 我们平常司空见惯的这种速度，就是我称之为我们平均必要经常性的活动速度。我的意思说，在如今的年代和日子里呢，我们是如此的习惯于奔忙。我们通常不会在意修理清洁随身携带我们的咖啡杯、购物袋或者是水杯，我们使用它们然后扔掉它们然后忘掉它们，因为我们知道会有一支工作队伍在一旁把这些东西这个清理掉，所以作者就认为清理工是很重要的一个工作。所以我希望建议你们今天这个有一些方法去这个思考这个清洁的这个 sanitation,Perhaps help ameliorate the stigma. 可以帮助 ameliorate, 改善改进这个 stigma, 叫做耻辱的意思污名 and bring them into this conversation. 然后呢、把它纳入谈话之中 of how to craft a city that is sustainable and humane. Craft,、手工艺品怎样能创造出一个城市是、可持续发展的而且是人道的 humane,、仁慈的。We're going to be okay. 我希望呢，我可以相信那些这个环卫工人，我们会没有事。We're going to be okay. But in our effort to reconfigure how we as a species exist on this planet, 但是我们付出努力重新的评判一下我们作为动物人种存在这个星球上。We must include that take account of all the costs. 我们必须这个包括所有的这个花费 ，including the very real human cost of labor.包括、人类的这个成本叫做这个劳动力。We also will be well informed to reach out to the people who do that work and get their expertise on how do we think about.、我们得到这个一技专长专门知识哈。就是我们怎样去认为或者我们怎样创造一种系统、他们可以保持这个持续性。可能呢 take us from,Curbside recycling, which is a remarkable success across 40 years. Curbside 是街道回收啊，那么就是街道回收这种系统。 他在近几世40年来是 remarkable success, 与众不同的成功 across the United States and countries around the world, 在这个全世界都是非常成功的。把我们推向了一个更加广阔的视野 broader horizon, where we're looking at other forms of weight that could be lessened from manufacturing and industrial sources. 我们推到了更广阔的这个视野，我们看的是其他的这个form of waste, 看的是其他的种类的这个垃圾 that could be lessened from manufacturing and industrial sources, 可以通过这个制造业还有工业上的这个源头呢减少。说白了我们什么意思，就是说我们之所以可以就是前面说的这个街道回收这个东西啊，把我们推到了一个更加广阔的视野，什么视野呢？在这里我们可以看到一种不同的垃圾的形式啊，这垃圾可以被通过一种有可以有一种节约方式，那么就是啊这个工业的还有制造业的原料 municipal waste, 啊 municipal, 成都啊都市的这个垃圾啊 municipal waste,that we think of when we talk about garbage accounts for 3% of the nation's waste stream. 当我们谈论有关垃圾的时候呢 accounts for, 啊，那么我们通常认识中的垃圾呢其实只占国内垃圾的总量的 3%, 这是一个惊人的数据。所以呢在你的生活的每一天呢在你的生命之河里呢，下次当你看到有人在清理你留下的垃圾的时候呢，请找个时间向他们致意，找个时间说声谢谢。好了，给大家讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。